Good morning. I welcome Theo Hook, who is talking about his paper. Theo, would you like to tell us a bit who you are and what you are doing?
Hello, good morning, Petra. Yes, I'm working at the University of Innsbruck in the context of media education, educational sciences, and related issues. And I'm also the coordinator of an interfacultary research group named Innsbruck Media Studies. And there we focus on the interdisciplinary topics on media-related themes which are relevant today.
So, concerning your paper, why do you think this is a relevant topic?
Well, there are many reasons for that. First of all, there is a history to the topic of key concepts in education. If you look at the German-speaking history, Johann Herbart was one of the first to think about key concepts in education. What are the relevant concepts that are the so-called core concepts, the original or endemic terms in the discipline? And that's back in the 19th century, in the first part of the 19th century. And that's still a discussion that went on through all history, throughout history until today. And there's a struggle about it because other disciplines are coming in, are taking over to some extent these issues. And moreover, we have an international discussion going on now about educational issues. And in that context, we have many different understandings circulating. What is education? What is the basic understanding of education? What's the relation of education and competence, for example? And the older terms, like educationability, as Herbart talked of, the Bildsamkeit, are not fashionable anymore. There are new terms circulating now, and sometimes there's no deeper understanding of these terms, and there are rather monologues going on instead of dialogues or polylogues.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your core argument in your paper?
Well, I think there is a need for new forms of educational knowledge organization. We need more contrasting and contrastive perspectives on what's the key issue of education, and trying to understand the different concepts and the different perspectives which are around in various countries, in various discourses, and somehow relate them to each other. So there's a need for a multilingual, multicodal, and also multi-contextual work on these issues, which I think is important. And I try to outline some thoughts about it in my paper. And I think that's the teaser and that's the invitation to just read it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Petra.